The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. We're continuing with our study concerning remembering the importance of words. Words are critical. Your words determine your outcome. Your words determine the cycle of natural events in your life. So let's go right into the conclusion in this message right now.
Meditating on it. The Hebrew word meditate literally means to mutter. M-U-T-T-E-R, mutter. And I know all of you have muttered before. I have certainly muttered before. Working with a computer, you have opportunities to mutter. Ah, this thing, why don't everyone? Well, that's what muttering is. You're speaking words out of your mouth. Unfortunately, most people have experience with it in the negative. Ah, that stupid hunk of junk. Well, that's not going to bless you. It's not going to bless the hunk of junk. You know, it's going to cause more problems and issues. So you don't want to be building that into your heart by speaking. You want to be confessing blessing over your stuff. I confess blessing over my computers. My computers work very well. They don't ever crash. They don't ever have virus infections. They just run and run and run and run. Now, part of that, to be honest, is because I know how to take care of computers, but the other part is I'm confessing blessing over my equipment. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You can do that. I mean, if the children of Israel's shoes didn't wear out as they left Egypt, then my computer won't wear out. Amen? You know, now if I choose to get another one, that's my business. But as long as I've got the one I've got, it's going to be blessed, and it's going to keep running. It's not going to have issues. So, and I have seen, I mean, Blenda can tell you, when you look back at all the computers we had, I can't remember but maybe one or two hard drive crashes, and just few and far between, and we've had computers for years and years and years. So it works to confess over your stuff. But the point is, muttering, speaking, confessing. You confess your healing to build it into your heart. Your tongue is as the pen, notice, is as, compared to, the pen of a ready writer. So I'm going to write the word of God on my heart concerning healing, concerning finances, concerning all kinds of blessing. And particularly, this is one that I've been intentionally trying to center up on, and that is favor. The favor of God. Favor will just bless you in so many ways. It'll bless you at work. It'll bless you with your family. You'll have favor with your kinfolk. And we all know we need favor with our kinfolk. And we need favor at work. And when there are times, you know, when other people at work are going, this is going that way, and it's all going to come down around our ears and all this kind of stuff. No, I'm believing for favor. I'm believing for blessing. And so I confess that. And I'm writing it on my heart. I'm writing it down in there on those tables of my heart. Now, the tongue is as a pen of a ready writer, so I'm going to start using the word. Now, let's look at some other things about the word here. Very familiar scripture, Mark 11:22. We could just stop right there, and you go, oh yeah, I know what that says. Well, let's read it anyway. Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Some translations say have the God kind of faith. For verily I say unto you that whosoever, that's me, I'm a whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, first say, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith, there's our second say, shall come to pass. He'll have whatsoever he saith. Three saiths to one believeth. As Brother Hagin liked to point out, we got three saiths and one believeth. Well, that's good. The reason we need so much saying is because we're writing it on the tables of our heart. We're getting it down in there. We're saying it and saying it and saying it. Now, the number of times you say it does not determine how fast you're going to get it. Talking about manifestation. What you're doing is you're building it in there. You're writing it in there. You're filling up those tables. You know, imagine your heart as though it were a big pad of paper and you're just writing over and over. You know, it's like the guy in class, he's got to write over and over, I will not do this, I will not do this. Well, what we're doing is we're writing, I am blessed, I am blessed, I am favored, I am healed. Over and over on our heart, writing it down in there. Now, what's going to happen when we write it down in there? If we write it down in there enough, we're going to have something called abundance in our heart. Well, what happens with stuff that's in your heart in abundance? It comes out your mouth. Out of the abundance of your heart, what you've written in there, your mouth speaketh. The difference is, whatever is in abundance in your heart that you speak is what comes to pass. So when you first start out this process and you start confessing the word concerning healing, confessing the word concerning finances, whatever it is, favor, there's a part of you going, you know, I don't know about this. Now, we don't lean to that. We don't let that pull us off. We keep our minds stayed on Him, keep ourselves in perfect peace. But at the same time, we know we're weak in faith. You know what I'm saying? And that's not a good place to be. But you're doing the right thing by continuing to confess the word, building it in your heart, writing it in your heart, getting it in there in abundance. And once it's in abundance, amazing thing happens. All of a sudden, the doubts go away. All of a sudden, you're confessing from a point of strength, not weakness. You say, by His stripes we were healed, therefore I'm the healed of the Lord. And it just, it comes out of you. And you can feel the difference. Now, understand, I know we're not driven or live by our feelings. But, ooh, it feels good. When you know that you know that you know that you're the healed of the Lord. When you confess it out of your mouth that it comes out with power. And you go, yeah. And you feel like you could just take on a whole army. That means it's coming out of your heart in abundance. And that's when it comes to pass. Now, let's keep reading. He says, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Notice it doesn't say, believe that you've got it, and you got it. No, it says, believe that you receive now, and you shall have. Now, the first time I saw this and really understood it, I went, oh, okay. Me saying it now doesn't mean it necessarily comes to pass now. No, the point at which it comes to pass in the natural manifestation in your life is when you have built it in your heart in abundance, it comes out of your mouth, and it comes to pass. That may very well be a shall have down the road. But that's no reason to quit writing it on your heart. That's no reason to quit confessing it. That's no reason to say, you know, to change your confession and say, well, I must not be the healed. No. That's contrary. See, now you're in there with your eraser erasing it off that tablet. That means it's not going to be in there in abundance. You want it in there in abundance. So you want to keep writing it in there. Like the guy up on the blackboard, I will not do this. Well, you're writing, I am the healed of the Lord, over and over and over, and it keeps coming out of your mouth and coming out of your mouth. And finally, it's in there in abundance, and then it comes out with power. And it comes to pass. Now, Matthew 12:34. He's talking to the scribes and Pharisees here, but there's a very powerful truth in this verse. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. That's what we were just referring to. Whatever's in there in abundance is what you're going to say. Now, what are you saying about the scribes and Pharisees is, you guys don't have any word in you. You're evil. And so the words that come out of your mouth are evil. And let's see if that's not what he's saying. Matthew 12:35. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart. Now, the word treasure there means depository. Like you take your money and deposit it in the bank. It's that kind of a thing. You're depositing. A good man out of the good deposit of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil deposit of his heart brings forth evil things. So what does this say? It says what you put in your heart is what's going to come out. The evil man puts in evil stuff. He's busy cussing and watching junk on TV that he shouldn't be watching and all this kind of mess. And he's building that down into his heart. And it's no wonder that it comes flying out of his mouth when he gets, you know, the buttons get pushed. Well, what about a good man? A good man out of the good treasury of his heart brings forth good things. Well, if I deposit the word, I mean, there's nothing better than the word. It's a good thing. So I put the word in my heart. I build it in there in abundance. It's going to come out of my mouth. Verse 36, but I say unto you that every idle, inoperative, non-productive word, that's what the Greek says there, every non-productive word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Now, a lot of people look at that and say, every cuss word I've ever said, God's going to list it out for me when I get to the day of judgment. Okay, but that's not really what he's talking about. There's a day of judgment concerning every situation of life that you're in. Not just the great day of judgment that's coming. There's a day when the balances are going to get weighed depending on how you have thought, how you have acted, how you have spoken. There's a day of judgment. You know, it's like Pastor talks about the scripture that says the evil day is coming. And the evil day will come. Well, evil days tend to be the results of what we have confessed previously. You know, well, I'm going to get the flu because I always get the flu this time of year. Well, guess what? You are setting yourself up for an evil day. You're writing that junk in your heart. How do we get away from an evil day? We have good days by confessing the word, building it into our heart, writing it into those tablets of our heart in abundance, and then it comes flying out of our mouth and we have a good day. The day of judgment comes in either case, but the day of judgment is, whoo, you put good stuff in. You're going to get blessed. You put bad stuff in, you're going to get cursed. Still a day of judgment. See, there's nothing negative about judgment if it's righteous judgment. If you are judged based on your efforts. You know, I was telling Belinda driving down the road this evening, a friend of mine at work shared something. You've probably seen it on Facebook. That's where he said he saw it. He's talking about a teacher. And this teacher was doing a class, I think, on socialism, I think was the issue. And did this class and had her first test. And the people who studied and worked hard, oh my goodness, they got A's. Well, then there were a bunch of other people that didn't study and work hard, and they got, you know, C's and D's. And they were all getting all mouthy and saying, oh, it's not fair, these people made A's and we got all these bad grades. Well, the teacher said, well, okay, tell you what we're going to do. We're going to run this class like socialism. We're going to curve the grade. And so what happened is the people that worked really hard, they got A's, but then the people didn't work hard at all, they started getting C's, better grades. And they were like, yeah, this is great. Well, then the people who were working hard thought, well, why should I work hard? I'm going to get a good grade anyway. So they didn't work as much, and so their grades came down. Well, when their grades came down, everybody else's grades came down. So now the people who got C's are getting D's again. And the people who got A's are getting B's and C's. And it just kept declining. And she said, what have we learned out of this? Well, the lesson to be learned is, this kind of socialistic society will lead to people not excelling because they don't have to work harder. They're not rewarded for their work. And so the incentive is not there for them to get a good grade. And without the incentive, their grades drop off. Well, pull that over into spiritual things. If you don't study the word, meditate the word, confess the word, you're not going to be studying to show yourself approved, and you're not going to be blessed. And there's a whole bunch of people that have heard the word of faith, and they've heard the power of confession, and they're in a state now, because this is the spirit that's at work in the church, unfortunately, right now. They're in a state now, well, you know, I don't have to go to church. I don't have to tithe. I don't have to do anything. Well, their grade's getting bad. They're flunking. That's right. And the thing is, the day of judgment is coming on that situation. And in their individual lives, they're going to find that they're not going to be blessed like they used to be when they were confessing the Word and living the Word and speaking the Word and strong on the Word, fellowshipping together and tithing. And then they look around and go, what happened? My grades fell. It's how much work you put into it. Work? You know, I always think of Maynard G. Krebs. Work! Four-letter word. But you know, there's good work. There's work that when you do it, you feel, you know, wow, I did something good, you know. There's pride that you take in your work. There's nothing wrong with work. We don't have works to get born again, but after you're born again, you should have good works. That's what the Scripture says. So anyway, every idle, non-productive word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in that day of judgment, the day that is coming when those words will be judged, whether at the judgment or more immediately. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So if you're looking for why you are succeeding or failing in life, it's words. Words are all important. And we've kind of, the body of Christ, let's put it this way, the body of Christ has kind of gotten away from the importance of words. We've kind of gotten away from understanding that our words are important. Pastor likes to kid with me about that I come out of the early days of charismatic word of faith message where we were all confession beepers. And boy, we jump on each other like a chicken on a bug. That's your confession. I believe every word of it's going to come to pass. You know, and oh my goodness. And we jump on each other like that. Well, you know, maybe that's coming from the wrong spirit. But the intensity that we had for watching what we say, the amount that we cared, in the good sense of the word, for what we said and how we spoke was beneficial to us. So, you know, maybe we ought to fire up our confession beepers again. But maybe do it nicer than we used to do it, you know? Brother, is that really what you want to be saying? I don't know. But anyway, let's look at Luke. I was trying to decide whether to go this route or not, but we will. Luke 11:2. He saith unto him, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. So, what should we be confessing? Whatever we believe we will have in heaven, we should be believing to have it here on earth. Are we going to be healed in heaven? Yes. So I'm the healed. Are our needs going to be met in heaven? Absolutely. So my needs are met. We confess in earth what we believe we shall have in heaven. And a lot of us, a lot of Christians are really, oh, absolutely, I know I'm going to have streets of gold in heaven. I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to have a mansion. Woo, Jesus prepared it for me. It's going to be great. Well, then confess here on earth as in heaven. Do we have any sickness and disease in heaven? No. Then we need to be confessing we're the healed of the Lord here on earth as in heaven. All right. Death and life, this is Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now, I was teaching the word right here, Faith and Victory Church. Don't remember the date. I'd pull up Brother Hagin and say, yeah, it was December the 20th, 1981. I don't know what it was, you know what I'm saying? But sometime or another, I was teaching here, and I read this scripture, and all of a sudden, it jumped out at me. I never really fully understood the scripture. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And the Lord simply said to me, it what? And I went, what? So I had to go back and read it again. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it, it death, no, it life, well, maybe. But what's he really talking about? The power of the tongue. They that love the power of the tongue shall eat the fruit thereof. And all of a sudden, it was like a light just exploded in my thinking. I went, wait a minute. Because see, I don't know about you, but there have been times that I thought, Lord, why did it have to be my words? Couldn't it have been everything I write down? Couldn't it have been maybe what I dream? You know, anything but my words. And I saw that, you know what? I'm not loving the process. I'm not loving the system. I need to actually love the system. And I saw it in a whole different light. I began to realize, wait a minute, God gave us this method to bless us, not to hurt us. He gave us the method of speaking words and having them come to pass as a blessing. I need to love the system. I need to actually be excited about the fact that what I say is going to come to pass. Well, that means it should give me incentive to say good things if what I say is going to come to pass. So, going back and reading again, death and life are in the power of the tongue. See, we tend to focus there. That's true. Death is in the power of the tongue. That's true. Life is in the power of the tongue. But they that love that system will eat the fruit thereof. I'm going to partake of the fruit of that system if I get excited about it and realize, whoo, this is a good thing that I get to have whatever I say. Now it's not a burden anymore. It's a blessing. Just by changing that little attitude adjustment a bit. Teach me, this is what Job said, Job 6:24. Teach me and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. How forcible are right words. But what doth your arguing reprove? Teach me and I will hold my tongue. In other words, okay, this is what the Lord, what Job's telling the Lord. Lord, okay, look, I've missed it. I have said some things I shouldn't have said. I have gotten in doubt and unbelief and fear, particularly with regard to my kids. So what I need to do is just stop. I will hold my tongue. I'm not going to say anything until you teach me wherein I have erred. What do I need to change? What should my confession really be? And here's the revelation he got. How powerful are right words? Well, where do we get our right words? The Word of God. That's where the right words come from. So if we'll confess the Word, then they are forcible. They are powerful. Now, I'm going to quickly read a couple of other scriptures here, and we'll move on here. James 3:6, the tongue is a fire and sets on fire the course of nature. If you study that out, and we won't take the time to go into it in great detail because it is tempting to do, but it'd take us a whole nother session. But what he's saying here is, your tongue will set in motion the cycle of natural events in your life. That's what the course of nature in the Greek means. The cycle of natural events. So the cycle of natural events in your life, your path in life, is directed by your tongue. Proverbs 12:18, there is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise. Why are you wise? Because you're speaking the Word of God. You're speaking what the Word has to say about your health. The tongue of the wise is health. Proverbs 15:4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. A wholesome tongue, a tongue that's speaking health and healing and right words and the Word of God, is a tree of life. Hallelujah. Proverbs 21:23, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Keep your mouth, keep your tongue on the Word of God. And then Romans 4:17, as it is written, I made thee a father of many nations before whom he believed, even God who quickens or makes alive the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. Good old King James. But basically what he's saying is, call the things that don't exist yet like they did. Amen. You don't feel like you're the heel of the Lord? Well, confess you're the heel of the Lord, because you are. Amen. According to 1 Peter 2:24, you are the healed of the Lord, were, past tense. So you can confess that you're the healed. Now, you're not necessarily, obviously, confessing, I'm not sick, because that's not what the Word of God is saying. The Word is saying that you're the healed. And if I'm the healed, Satan may be trying to make me sick, but I am the healed. And so healing is mine. That's a good confession, not I am not sick. Okay? Because then you're just denying what is. And that's what Christian Science teaches. We don't deny what is. We confess the higher law. We confess what the Word of God has to say about us. Alrighty, well, praise the Lord. What I mainly wanted to focus in on tonight is the power of words, stirring back up in us a knowledge that the key to all of these things is your words. And keeping our mind and our heart stayed on the Word of God, stayed on the Lord. And particularly in these days with so much going on, keep yourself focused. Keep yourself focused on the Word of God. That's where it's at. That's where we will be in a position that the world cannot be in, because they're not doing what we're doing. They could. They could get born again. They could receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They could study the Word of God. They could confess the Word of God. Same thing we've done. That God's not holding out on anybody. But you have to do it. Praise the Lord. All righty. Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of this tonight? Praise the Lord. Just some good old faith teaching. Hallelujah. That's what I like. All righty. Praise the Lord. Well, do we have an usher?
I hope you enjoyed that message. I trust that you did, because this message of the importance of words is a key to you being successful in your Christian life. Praise the Lord. So, right now, I want to tell you about SpeakFaith.tv. Great things are happening on SpeakFaith.tv. The programming is just tremendous. And I say that not just because our netcast is there and our church's netcast, Faith and Victory Church, is there, but all of the messages from the people that are on, the ministers that are on SpeakFaith.tv, they're just excellent. So I'd encourage you to check that out at SpeakFaith.tv right here on the screen. If you have a Roku device, join us, because literally almost 6,000 households have connected to SpeakFaith.tv, and I tell you, we are going and growing strong. You be one of the people that connects your Roku to SpeakFaith.tv, all right? And then also, of course, Word of Faith Radio. Can't say enough about Word of Faith Radio. Great things are happening there. Stay tuned for some exciting things that are going to be coming from Word of Faith Radio. You can, of course, see that, listen to it at Word of Faith Radio's website, which is WFR.org. All right, Word of Faith Radio, WFR.org. Join us, and join us on our program, which airs at 11:30 Monday through Friday and 6:30 Monday through Friday, right there on Word of Faith Radio. Now, you can write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. Our address is Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. Write me there. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to contribute to the ministry, I encourage you to do that. You can send it to that address, or you can go to our website, wofm.org, click on the donate button, and you'll be able to do that right there online. And, of course, you can also write me at my email address, drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at wfm.org. Join us next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God. The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.